Today's Shir Mishav Ruyayimi is Simin Kuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis Asa La'adam Latzeis Mi Beis HaKnesses Kodem Kedusha Nisidra. It is asur for a person to leave his shul before Kedusha Nisidra, otherwise known as Uval Tzion. Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Hei Latzeis Mi Beis HaKnesses the Kevin the Olam Eskayim Alzeh, since the whole world depends upon Uval Tzion being said properly, and the Kedusha of Uval Tzion, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Uval Tzion, is a basis for the world standing. Tzarech Lizayim Milazalzal Bezeh. A person has to be careful not to denigrate it, not to belittle it, not to diss it. And that's what you would be doing if you'd be leaving before Uval Tzion. And what we explained before, based on what we said before, that it is appropriate to say the Kedusha of Uval Tzion together with the Tzibur, Mimela Tzarech Lizayir Shalot Seis Mikodem, then it comes out that for sure you got the whole, be careful not to leave before Uval Tzion. Afilu Emir Tzela Amram B'nei Atzmo, even if you want to say it by yourself, im lo b'shas hadchak, unless there is some extenuating circumstances. So in other words, there's two issues. There's two issues with leaving before Uval Tzion. Number one is, most fundamentally, is you should be saying it together with the Tzibur. It's much more powerful and impactful to say it together with the Tzibur. And number two is the issue of dissing it and showing a disrespect for Uval Tzion, that is serious business. Tirshu points out that in the places that are noeg to bring the Sefer Torah back after Uval Tzion, so let's say you happen to still be in Uval Tzion, and the shul is bringing back the Sefer Torah while you're in Uval Tzion, so Rav Vazner in his Shut Shevet Halevi writes that a person should not interrupt his Uval Tzion to say the psukim that you say when you normally bring back the Sefer Torah, like the David Mizmor, etc., since you are in Uval Tzion, and you should not interrupt your Uval Tzion. The other thing is Dirshu also pointed out that in terms of Uval Tzion, we had earlier in Simen Nunhei that a person has to be very careful to hear all the Kadeshim Adalenu, and in terms of taking off the tefillin, it says you should wait until you finish Uval Tzion, until after the Kaddish Shalem, after Uval Tzion. So you shouldn't be taking your tefillin off during Uval Tzion. In fact, he quotes here Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says it's very important a person should train himself not to leave shul until after all of tefillah and after all of the Kaddishim, unless there is some real dire need to leave. So not only shouldn't you leave before Uval Tzion, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you should train yourself not to leave until after davening totally. We continue on in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Vav, Kedusha de Sidra, Hu Kedusha of Uval Tzion. That's the Kedusha of Uval Tzion. Zion. Before we do Zayin, let's go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, the Oimrim Achar Siyum HaTfilah, and after the finishing of Tfilah, after the finishing of the Davening, namely after Uval Tzion as well, a person should say, Aleinu L'Shabeach Me'umad. He should say, Aleinu L'Shabeach, standing. Yizayir L'Amro B'Kavana. He should be careful to say, Aleinu, with Kavana. U'Kishemagia El Elo Yoshia, when you get to the words Elo Yoshia, Yafsik Ma'at Kodem Shiyomar Vanachnu Korim. Right? You should take a little break after Elo Yoshia before you say Vanachnu Korim, since you're talking about how the Goyim bowed down to a false gods that don't go ahead and save them. And so you should not immediately then say Vanachnu Karim, rather pause a little bit so Vanachnu Karim is not connected up to Elo Yoshia to these false gods. Chas v'shalom. The Omrim Kadosh Yosom Achar Aleinu, and after Aleinu, a Kadosh Yosom should be said, Vafilu Ein Yosom Beit HaKnesset. Even if there is no Yosom in the Beit HaKnesset, it should still be said the Kadosh Yosom. And who should say it? Yomar Oso Misha Ein Lo Av V'Ein. Someone who doesn't have an Av, a father and a mother, he's the one who should say it. And even someone who does have a father or a mother can go ahead and say the Kaddish Yosoim im ein aviv v'imo makpidin. If the av and aim is moichel on their kavod, moichel on this, and say that it's okay for them to say Kaddish, the Kaddish Yosoim, they would be allowed to do such a thing. Let's see. We're just going to finish the Mishnah Berurahs. Tomorrow we will continue with the Mishnah Berurahs on the second page. Okay, so we see here, Sif Katan Zayin, Aleinu, Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, Kasav B'Shem Ari, he writes in the name of the Ari, Sheyomru Achar Kol HaShalosh Tfilos. The person should say, Aleinu, after all of the tfilos, meaning after Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. V'chein noagim medina senu, this is our minag, Mishnah Berurah says, okay, according to Magen Avram, milvad v'batei knesiyos gedolos she mispalin tfilos Ma'ariv samach l'mincha, except for these big shuls that daven there Ma'ariv right away next to Mincha, Ein Omer Aleinu, they don't say Aleinu Achar Gemar Tfilas Mincha. They don't say Aleinu after Mincha. The Aleinu Sheyomer Achar Tfilas Ma'ariv Kaiga Mincha, because the Aleinu said after the Ma'ariv, when it said back to back with the Mincha, goes as well on the Mincha. This is obviously something that we don't see even in the places that go ahead and have back to back Mincha and Ma'ariv. Seems that everyone does go ahead and say Aleinu after, even in the places where they daven Mincha right before Shkia and then move right into Ma'ariv, they'll still say the Aleinu after Mincha. But the Mishnah Berurah here talks about how there definitely were those in the big shuls in the communities that would have these Mincha Ma'ariv back to back, and they'd say Aleinu only after the Ma'ariv. Yesh kama nuschos ba'Aleinu, there are different nusachs for Aleinu. Vuva b'Eliyahu Rabbah, Eliyahu Rabbah brings them down. Ve'ein l'shatnos shum nuscha, you should not go ahead and change any nusach. Ki kol nuscha yesh al yisod, because every nusach for Aleinu has some deeper meanings, and therefore you should keep to the Aleinu of your minhag. Ches b'kavana Aleinu should be said b'kavana, v'yesh lomar Aleinu b'eima v'yira, you should say Aleinu with great awe and fear and trembling, kikoltzva shamayim shomim, because all the hosts of shamayim are listening. Vakodesh Baruch Hu omed, Vakodesh Baruch Hu omed in pamalia shalmala. He's standing up there with all of his malachim and all his hosts up there. Chulan oimin, oimin, all the malachim there. Answer v'omrim Ashrei Am Shekach Alai Ashrei Am Shehashem Elokav. They say how fortunate is the nation of Am Yisrael. They have this, that they have Hashem as their God, and that is what they say when they hear Aleinu. Sif Katan Tes Vanachnu Kairim. The Ramad said you take a little pause before Vanachnu Kairim. And then you bow down, v'tzarech l'chroa, and you have to bow down, shelo yeh nireh kekoifer chas v'shalom. You have to bow down when you say v'anachnu koirim, so that you don't look like a kofer chas v'shalom, because if you're saying v'anachnu koirim, and you don't bow down, that would have the appearance of a koifer.